Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, it's about time we talk about the elephant in the room, and that's race and racism. And, you know, I talked to a couple of friends of mine this week who said, well, how can we fix it? How can it get better? We got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. When we talk about race and racism and white supremacy and Black Lives Matter, you know, this is the thing. Racism has been in our house, in our country. And when you got to put somebody out of your house, it ain't pretty. Sometimes you got to pull them and push them and kick them. Sometimes you got to bite them and cuss them. But they got to get out. And that's what we plan on doing on this show, is making a difference and talking to people and thinking differently and getting different perspectives than our own and challenging ourselves and our thought processes and the way we approach other people. And so I am so honored and so excited to have my first guest on. It's lit tonight. You know, it's always lit, but it's extra lit tonight because my first guest is a woman that let me tell you how much I love this woman. When she's on TV, I take pictures of the TV. If you think I'm lying, go to my Twitter page right now, Shaletta Is Funny, and I've got a picture of Miss Michelle Miller from CBS This Morning, weekend, Saturday, Sunday. You know, they try to keep you on Saturday and Sunday, but I see you sneaking in during the week, girlfriend, and you are always rocking it. Now, I know you up on Twitter. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so do you regularly shop at White House Black Market? That's why I shop at. I said that's where grown women get the best clothes from. But this sundress that you had on, girl, you are always so beautiful on TV. I'm telling you, I always take pictures and I send them to David Begno. He act like he don't see me. When I send them, I'm like, ask her where she got this dress from. I don't want her to think I'm a stalker. He never responds. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Oh, my gosh. I have been cracking up for the last, like, 5 minutes since I got on the phone with you. The minute she answered the phone, it was like, it was on.
It was on.
It was on. It was on. Because she's from Texas, from Houston. And I was like, no, you're fronting. You got a little New Orleans, a little Louisiana in there somewhere.
Girl, you know the bayou is all up and through me. That's why I say David Begno, because he's from Lake Charles. He's from Lake Lafayette. Right. And my family's from Lake Charles, which is like 45 minutes away. And that's all like down I-10 from Houston, like maybe two or 3 hours. So we all up and through that together.
Well, you know, I live, my first roommate in New Orleans was from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Shut
and he and his wife. I had two roommates when I first moved to New Orleans, Chuck and Jana. They were awesome. They were white. They were very progressive. And so me being from Los Angeles, what was so interesting about, she was from Kansas City, and we're talking race, so I figure I would just throw that out there. But, you know, I think when we're regionalized, and we think we know what different people are from different places. And they blew my mind because they were so forward thinking. They were talking about things I had never talked about or never heard people talk about before. And the music that they liked was, you know, wide range. And I used to always, girl, I did not own any Marvin Gaye albums, but they did.
You know what? You know, if I didn't love you so much, I promise to God I'd hang up on you right now. I really would.
But I would listen. Let me tell you, every Saturday morning, Marvin Gaye was on. What's going on? It was like, it was a mantra. So it's funny. We're in these times because I've had such a range of experiences with people. Mm-hmm. My heart is open. I hope I will never be jaded, but I tell you, we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do. We do. And you just left Houston. You just left the South.
I did.
Covered George Floyd's funeral. What was that like?
Well, you know, I have to take it all the way back to Ferguson, Missouri, because I covered the grand jury decision on the Michael Brown case. Whether or not this, you know, jury of peers would take the police officer Darren Wilson to task for killing Michael Brown, this police officer. It was just a question of whether or not they would even hold him accountable or send him to trial. And they decided not to. And, when things erupted for the second time in Ferguson and the St. Louis area, it was tough because people, I mean, as you know, across this country, I don't think anyone is debating that racism exists in this country, mm-hmm. that systemic racism is something that we are striving to overcome. It's been baked into, the laws. There have been laws on the books. Some still remain that discriminate against people of color and specifically black people in this country. So in knowing the history of this nation and seeing how it's intrinsic in even like traffic laws, mm-hmm. and just the stories that I cover, I know I'm kind of popping it, but I think about North Carolina, a story I covered, which was related to Ferguson and the traffic laws and how police have a lot to do with how these circumstances, you know, appear and how people find themselves in a situation where they are confronted with police. And a professor from the University of North Carolina told me that we can be stopped at any point in time for anything because at any point in time we could be breaking the law. And it is the discretion of a police officer that determines whether or not we get a ticket, we go to jail, and in what we're seeing now, whether or not we live or die. You think about the frustration for people who over and over are pulled over. Over and over again are pulled over. And you hear these stories about what they endure. Mm-hmm. There's a pattern. And the question is whether or not, you know, the practice of these patterns will continue. And that's up to the voters. It's certainly up to the people who make the laws, because none of this will change until laws are changed, yes. rules and regulations are changed, until, sort of the bargaining situation between the unions and the cities change, or at least take a different direction in how they approach things. I mean, this is baked into how we do business and how we enforce law and order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know it's a lot to think of, but it's that heady, and that's what if people want a change, that's where it has to happen, mm-hmm. because there's so many different things that compound someone being pulled over, mm-hmm. and you top it off with people's perceptions and people's beliefs and people's politics. And we're all governed by that. I mean, don't think, any of us is untouched by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to weigh on. And there is, it is one of the toughest jobs in the world to be a police officer. But, you know, you hold police officers to a higher standard.
Yeah.
And they are the people who enforce the law of the land. Mm-hmm. And so we hope, and we certainly know that there are people out there who do an excellent job. But we also know that some fall short.
And the sad reality is when they do fall short, people die. You know, it's not that, you know, they fall short and, you know, mistakes happen. You know, we watched here in Minneapolis, you know, in broad daylight, George Floyd die. You know, I talked to a little 9-year-old girl who was on the scene and she told me exactly what happened. She remembers the smell. She remembers the people screaming, what they were saying, you know, and how is she going to, you know, as she grows, be able to trust police?
Well, you know, I speak to so many children and I speak to a lot of people in this profession that I'm in. And what I see over and over again is trauma, and it doesn't go away. It is sadness. It is disruption. It is people aren't able to continue in the natural trajectory of their lives. It takes a great deal to overcome it. But, you know, one of my favorite people in the world is a woman by the name of Sally Ann Roberts, and many people know her sister, Robin Roberts, of my competitive ABC. But Sally Ann was my sister. We worked together at WWL-TV in New Orleans for nearly 10 years, and she was, I call her the soul of the South. But she would always tell me when I felt hurt or I felt turned away, she would say, you know what, Michelle, hurt people hurt people. Do not be a hurt person. Try to heal the hurt. Mm. And sometimes we have to really dig in deep to heal ourselves or reach out to have someone to help us through it. Mm-hmm. But that is what we have to do, because we don't want to continue the cycle of anger, hostility, violence. It doesn't help. You know, to change anything, certainly, you know, being productive is moving forward in other ways. You can, you know, anger can fuel your drive and your ability to strategize to make differences, but you can't wallow in the well of, of loneliness and anger in a way where you aren't being productive.
Okay.
And it's always about being productive.
How do we get to that point? We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue our talk with Michelle Miller from CBS This Morning, CBS Saturday Morning, CBS Sunday Morning. How do we go from the hurt that we feel seeing that 8 minutes and 46 seconds, especially those of us here who live in Minneapolis? How do we go from that pain to productivity?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.